Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Advance Auto Parts presents Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend 100 and get 20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter?
Can't you hear that pitter-patter?
And that happy tune.
And that happy
your step.
Tune is your step.
Life can be so sweet.
Oh, so sweet.
On the sunny
side of the street.
I used to.
Come on in here, Tina. I'm harmonizing.
No, I don't think so.
With those blues.
Well, my memory, you know what?
No.
My memory is failing me.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
If I wanted a joke, I'd follow you into the John and watch you take a leak.
Oh.
Hey.
Good one, Mike.
Oh, that was Mike?
Mike Dorsey. Yeah, he's
oh,
got,
man.
He's got a million of them. He's got a million of them.
Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Yeah, Willie Nelson, everybody. Well, I'm sure everybody knows that a lot of the world right now, the news is, and everybody's talking about the death of Damon Dawson, the aspiring rapper who died a couple of days ago at a shooting of a rap video on Foster Park. That's all I know in the music world. That's big news right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it.
Yep.
Of course, see, that's one of our stupid bits we do. Because we know that Prince is dead at 57. I have to tell you something. I don't know, and I'm not going to pretend to know anything about Prince. My problem is, as an older person, I do judge a book by its cover. When I see an artist that to me looks like a weirdo, I tend to not pay any attention to her from that. Well, I watch Saturday Night Live and most of the musical acts, as soon as I see them, because I record the show, I just fast forward right through them. I don't want to hear that garbage. And Prince, the first few times I saw him, was out there. Great big hair, that big 80s disco hair thing. Little bitty stick of a guy.
And I think the last time he was on Saturday Night Live, he had like three-eyed sunglasses.
Three-eyed sunglasses,
yeah.
Yes. One
and like
at the top.
An all-female band with him.
Yeah, and I just think, freak. It's no different than if I see a guy standing next to me at the mall or something, and he's got his face is tattooed, his neck, wrist to shoulder. My thought is weirdo. Now I know that that's not right, but if you're honest, you'd think the same thing. Standing next to a guy who has his face and his whole body tattooed and a bunch of junk hanging, metal hanging out of his face, you'd think freak, weirdo. Might be the nicest guy in the world, but there's something wrong with him. There's something wrong with people that do that. So I look at some of these artists and I go, there's something wrong with you. Well, the thing that's right with them, they're geniuses. And I don't think geniuses can walk around looking like normal people. I've decided they can't do that. The reason people know I'm not a genius is I dress like everybody's dad. You know, I'm just, there's nothing about me that is flamboyant or out there. So, if I were a genius, I don't know. I'm bald. I'd have something tattooed on my head or something. I'd have a piercing or two.
Yeah, I had never seen his full name till today.
Peon, you're not very smart either because you're pretty plain.
Yes,
exactly. Dan, you barely are out there enough to even be in a band. You're pretty average looking.
Yeah.
But would you agree with that, that the really genius person, the people who are so smart, it's almost like not only are they socially uncomfortable and unable to sort of survive out in the world with regular people, they have to look really, really different. And he did, and that's what kind of put me off. But I do know enough to realize he was a, and I'm sick of this word genius, I'm sick of the word hero and genius, but he and Michael Jackson, if you talk to people who know music and I don't, man, they had an ability and an ear. They could write, they could arrange, they could produce. They heard things before things were written.
Plus, Prince was an incredibly talented musician.
Great guitar player.
Oh, tremendous guitar player. I don't know if people realize how good he was. And he would also always be compared to Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Which, and I don't know about Jimi Hendrix being just a great, great guitar player. But Prince was, I think, better than Hendrix.
I think All Along the Watchtower was part of the 8-minute show that he did at the Super Bowl in 2007. Mm-hmm. Go to YouTube and watch the 2007 Super Bowl. It's one of the great performances of all time, and it was Prince in a pouring rain in Miami. And I watched a video of the producer of the halftime show, and he said they were so nervous that he said, we called Prince and said, it's pouring rain. And he said Prince's response was, can you make it rain even harder? And said he took to the stage and all of his dancers and all his musicians, and it was pouring rain, and they have all this stuff plugged in. And he said, we were just sitting there with our fingers crossed, hoping everybody didn't get fried and electrocuted. Because he said Prince unplugged and plugged in like 6 different guitars or something. And he said the show was, I watched it. I went today and watched it on YouTube. Flawless. Pouring rain. And acted like he just ignored it and put on a terrific show. And I guess what he was trying to say was there'd be a lot of entertainers. You're screwed for the halftime show. They'd go, no. I'm not playing in the pouring rain. I'm not getting electrocuted for this. And he just didn't care. I mean, he was that dedicated to the old show must go on thing. So, didn't know a lot about him. Not Steve Cochran. Steve Cochran, I heard him earlier. He, you know, lived up in Minneapolis. Prince took him on a tour of his house. So, I have no stories. I just know he was very, very talented. But I don't buy the flu thing. Because 2 days ago, from all accounts, he tweeted out he felt so much better. He'd been battling the flu. And now he's dead. I'm not buying the flu deal. I think it's something else. And I'm not, don't try to, you know, speculate what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying he died of an overdose of drug. I'm just saying there's more here than we're getting. He over-medicated. I don't know.
There's a lot more. But the one thing about Prince is you never heard any big scandal thing going on with him.
Not that I can remember.
No. There was never any. There was always like he was spotted here, spotted there. He was maybe bisexual. He was maybe this. He was maybe that. But there was never anything criminal or anything like Michael Jackson.
And there was never anything about him like smashing a camera or getting into a confrontation. I do believe that if I found out he was bisexual, would that surprise anybody?
No, not at all.
Because like Jackson, he was effeminate. I'll tell you what I didn't like. I didn't like the villain pencil mustache.
Yes, he had a lot of various facial hair.
But I don't like that look because the pencil mustache is associated with all the old tire to the railroad tracks villains.
Snidely Whiplash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. Any of the movies where there's that guy that you just can't trust, he's got that pencil mustache. So I didn't like that.
That was all his look. That was that long purple, whatever the heck that thing, that coat and everything the ruffles.
But when you saw him, sort of looked normal.
Mm-hmm.
I was much more apt to watch him and hear what he was doing than when he looked out there.
But yeah, the only thing I think of was when I think of the pencil thin mustache is that director that did a lot of those B movies. I think John Waters was his name, and that's the person I always think of when I see that pencil thin because he had one of those. One of the best sketches on the Chappelle Show, though.
Hey, look who's here, Peon.
Oh, nice. Hey.
Thank you, everyone.
We used to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Funny.
The Chappelle Show sketch where they had Eddie Murphy's brother, Charlie, tell a story about how in the 80s they came across Prince in a nightclub or whatever, and it involved them going back to a house and Prince beating them in basketball later on at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Was this really Eddie Murphy's brother?
Yes. Yeah. Eddie Murphy's brother, Charlie, was on the Chappelle Show for a few years.
I didn't know that.
And, yeah, so if anybody wants to, maybe I'll put that sketch on the Facebook page because it is very funny.
Well, I can't sit here and say that I'm shocked, I'm saddened, I'm stunned. It's Prince. It didn't mean a lot to me. I don't have any of his music on my library, on my iPod.
I was shocked when I heard it.
And I guess if you're shocked, it's because it wasn't time to hear that news. He's 57, and all he had was the flu. That's the shock of it. You know, but my music world is not destroyed. And I don't put him in the category with the rappers. I from what I can tell and can read and hear, he was brilliant. Odd, yep, but like, again, all true artists are. That's how we know we're not talented. We sit here with no talent. Otherwise, we'd be really... I don't know what we'd be doing that we could call attention to ourselves yet still be that recluse.
I think we're odd in a different way.
Well said. Now, a listener, and sadly, I will not be on the air to salute it, to celebrate it, to do my part. Tomorrow's Earth Day.
It is?
I'm a little bit bummed out that I can't sort of lead the way tomorrow, getting people to celebrate Earth Day, because it means a lot to me. So to me, this is Earth Day Eve. To a lot of people, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day. See, he wasn't ready. How can you not be ready? Edit all of this awkward silence.
I'm just posting
edit out
all
everything.
Right, it's all gone.
Pick it up right here. 3, 2, 1. To me, it's Earth Day Eve. Of course, to a lot of people, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Now, did you edit out all that awkward
stuff? Yes, no,
okay,
it's all
so
gone.
The listeners won't hear that.
No.
And that clip is up on our Facebook page if anybody wants to watch that.
The one with Eddie Murphy's brother.
Chappelle Show clip.
Charlie Murphy.
So I believe
Chappelle plays Prince. They reenact the reenactment from the 80s. This story Charlie Murphy is telling. And Dave Chappelle
show
plays Prince.
Was
one of the best shows.
One of the funniest
to me ever.
Shows on TV.
Yes.
A listener, I think, named Larry sends me an email yesterday. He says, Frank, go to YouTube and type in C-SPAN interview about Elvis White House visit. So I did about an hour and 15 minutes, and I watched it last night. It's a C-SPAN interview at the National Archives with Bud Krogh, who was at the White House in the room, and Jerry Schilling, who was accompanying Elvis. They were there for that. Oh, that movie opens tomorrow night, not in St. Louis, but some other places. Elvis and Nixon.
I saw a trailer for that today.
I got to tell you, this is still one of the most fascinating stories. And go to YouTube and just type in C-SPAN, Elvis and Nixon, and it'll come right up. A little over an hour. It is so interesting, and it's one of those, it's in an auditorium, and they take questions, but these are the guys who were in the room with Nixon. One was the deputy counsel, Bud Krogh, and a couple of things come out in the interview that are so interesting. For example, Elvis called Jerry Schilling one night from the airport in Memphis or L.A., and he said, hey, man, listen, I want you to come and pick me up at the airport. He said, the airport? Elvis never went to the airport. Elvis never went out by himself. Elvis got mad at his dad and Colonel Parker, his manager, because they tore into him about how much money he was spending buying people gifts. So he got mad, got in a car, and went to the airport. It's Elvis Presley. So this is a great story Jerry Schilling tells, because he asks Elvis finally after they get together and he accompanies him, he goes, Elvis, he says, How did you manage? He said, well, it wasn't easy. He said, I had somebody help me and escort me onto the first class seat. Elvis had no cash, not a dollar. He had one credit card. So he gets a ticket, never bought a ticket in his life, gets on the plane, and a flight attendant, a male flight attendant, sees guns on him inside his jacket. He says, you cannot be on the plane. There were no screening ahead of time. You cannot be on the plane with guns. They got into it. Elvis is storming off the plane. As he's walking off, Jerry says, the pilot, they're still on the tarmac, runs out and yells, Mr. Presley, it's okay. It's oh, you, please, you can come back on. You can keep your guns. So Elvis, okay, thank you very much. He gets back on the plane. It gets better. It gets better. They're headed for Washington from L.A. Elvis flies to L.A., meets Jerry Schilling. Now they're going to Washington. And Jerry says, Elvis, we don't have any money. We don't have a dollar. We can't go to Washington, D.C. With no money. So their limo driver, Schilling, has access and has Elvis's checkbook. He works with. So he writes a check to the Beverly something hotel in L.A. and says to the limo driver, go in and see so-and-so. He knows Elvis. Ask him if he'll cash this check. So they do. And Schilling... The limo driver brings Jerry Schilling an envelope and had $500 in cash in it. So Schilling says to Elvis, all right, feel better, we got some cash. They get on the plane in L.A., seated in first class. Of course, everybody who's born, go, my God, Elvis Presley. I mean, they can't believe they're seeing Elvis on a commercial flight. So a group of soldiers, just coming back from Vietnam, board the plane. Elvis gets out of his seat, goes back to coach. And, of course, as he's walking through, people's jaws are dropped. They can't believe it. They think that they're hallucinating. It's Elvis Presley. He goes over to one of the soldiers and starts talking to him, and talks to him for quite a few minutes. Comes back and sits down by Jerry Schilling. Says, "Somebody give me that envelope." And Jerry says, "What envelope?" He says, "You know what I'm talking about. $500." He goes, "Elvis, I know what you're about to do." He says, "Give it to me, man." He gives it to him. Elvis walked back and gave the whole $500 to the soldier. He says, "This man just came back from Vietnam. If you want to see his family for Christmas, this is December. You don't have any money for anything." He says, give him. He gave him all the money. Now they have no money again. The other great story he tells is that Elvis, by himself, and I guess the manager of this particular donut shop told this story. Elvis goes into a donut shop in about the worst part of Washington, D.C., the worst neighborhood. It's a horrible neighborhood. He doesn't know. He walks in there. "Oh, I'm making a little donuts, man." And these thugs start gathering around him and saying things like, "Hey, look at it. Look who it is. Hey, man, that's a pretty nice jewelry you're wearing." The rings, gold thing around his neck. Said that Elvis turned around, reached down in his boot, pulled out a snub-nosed pistol, and says, "Yeah, I aim to keep it all." But I'd love to have been there, just at the airport, watching people as he came through the airport. It's a sight nobody ever got to see but that one time. So C-SPAN, it's a terrific sort of sit-down, forum, casual, telling the story of that bizarre day. And I think it was December 21st, 1970. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Like to introduce Ian the Peon. Peon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I was thinking of maybe saving this for Scott Sherman later, but I'll just go ahead and share
Scott
this
Sherman.
Now.
He's fired from here.
Wait, no, he's on with us. Well, he is fired.
Oh, that's right. He's on with us today. That's right.
From other day parts, I believe.
That's right. Fired from the rest of the whole station, but that's right. He's on with us.
Autonomous
programming.
I saw this story. This was a couple that was divorced, and you've heard stories like this, and the wife trying to entrap the husband, the ex-husband, went on Facebook and created a fake account.
Oh, that's low.
Of a 17-year-old girl, and she friended the husband, and she tried to gain his confidence by sending messages back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so the husband ended up admitting to this supposed 17-year-old girl that he had placed a GPS device on his ex-wife's car to monitor her movements. And then he also wrote about his desire to find somebody to take care of her, you know, quote-unquote, take it, and asking this girl to find somebody at her school that would
kill his wife.
Put a cap in her A for $10,000.
And you know what you said? Was that like Mike Evans? Cap in her ace.
Yes. So,
pop a cap in her ace.
So, of course, the ex-wife saves all these messages and goes to the police and the courts to try to get a restraining order against them and, you know, different charges. But this husband had this so well played. During the court appearances, he provides the FBI agents with a notarized affidavit several days before the contact with this supposed 17-year-old girl started. So he went out and had this affidavit notarized by somebody saying, I know I'm going to get a friend request from my ex-wife. Or maybe he had already had a friend request at that point, but didn't send any messages yet. So in this affidavit, he says, I know that this supposed 17-year-old girl is my ex-wife. To gain proof of this, I'm going to send her notes back and forth.
I'm going to play along.
Yes. And so in court, he pulls this out. So I'll go all her charges. And in fact, it probably helped him in the custody case.
Because now she's charged with entrapment.
Yes. So I just thought that was a great story.
Oh, that's terrific.
You always hear about the other side of it. Where,
that's a good one.
Yes. So that was it. That was all I had.
All right. Dan, anything?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss. Dan?
Thank you so much, Frank. And by the way, I will tell Peon right now that I just heard from Tim Weiland. Everything is fine.
Okay.
Everything is good. This Sunday, I believe you may have talked to Johnny Holzem with the Well Hungarians.
I did.
We are playing with the Well Hungarians and another band.
Are you to the point yet where they open for you?
Yes. Yeah, they're going to open for us.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. They are opening for us. And we're playing with another band. It's called Mission Possible 2.0. It's Silver Creek Saloon over in Belleville. It's kind of by Eckert's. It's a fundraiser. Joey Miner, who plays the fiddle in the Well Hungarians, his parents, his dad is Dr. Craig Miner. He's an associate professor for special education. They do a mission trip to China, and they're doing that again this year. And they go to this orphanage, and they teach these teach the staff and work with the people that with the kids that are deemed unadoptable by the Chinese government.
Ooh.
Because they have mental handicaps, physical handicaps, and things like that. So they go and work with them, and now with the work that they've done with this orphanage, these kids have been adopted out around the world now because these special needs kids. So that's what we're doing this Sunday at Silver Creek. It goes from 1 until 6.
Well, in the morning?
Until 6 in the afternoon. It's an all ages show. The Well Hungarians will be opening the thing up. The Southside Johnny Band. I don't know if you're familiar with them at all.
No.
They'll be playing also Blacktop Boulevard. It's a Metro East band. They're fairly new. They're going to be playing as well. So just three bands from 1 until 6. And Fred Bird's going to be there.
Come on, the real one?
The real Fred Bird.
Because I know sometimes they're imitators. They're not really Fred Bird.
Oh,
it's
no.
Somebody in a costume.
No. Yeah, this is
think that can fool people?
This is the real Fred Bird. They're going to have 50-50 drawings, raffle baskets, all kinds of stuff. All kinds of cool stuff that people have donated and everything. So that's what's going on Sunday from 1 until 6 at Silver Creek Saloon over in Belleville. I have one more thing for you.
Well, let's shelve that.
Well, it's really quick. Whole milk now apparently is good for you.
course it is.
Because
it's always been good for you. I'm trying my best to stop people from buying into all this gluten-free skim milk stuff.
Yeah,
that doesn't surprise me.
They said skim milk and 1%, 2% milk, not as good for you as whole milk.
They have no nutrition.
No. They don't. And the fat content is actually good for you.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I love whole milk.
I do, too. I like
milk. If you drink a glass of that watery skim milk and you follow it with a cold glass of whole milk, it's like eating melted ice cream.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Oh, I know.
All right. Well, that's great.
That's
news.
It.
All right. Let's close it up. Close it down. Let's close it. Burke segment's officially over. We're going to check on traffic. Here's the man. This is the number one. And I just came in. St. Louis's number one traffic reporter, and that includes every radio station within a 100-mile radius of St. Louis, and includes Chicago. Number Whoa. One, Jim Wiley.
Yeah. Jim Wiley?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Congratulations, man.
Why are you so surprised, Dan?
I thought it was Tory Lanez.
I wasn't surprised at all.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Frank. I appreciate that.
Congratulations. What are you looking at now?
I'm not looking at very much. I mean, we just have regular volume now on eastbound 270 between Lindbergh, or east of McDonald through 170, westbound 40, Kings Highway through McCausland, eastbound 40. That's pretty heavy right now from Timberlake Manor through Mason, and eastbound 44 from Jefferson, excuse me, I should call it Grand now, to Highway 55. This report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Tim, the number one traffic reporter in all of St. Louis and Chicago. And every time he mentions a street that he just mentioned, I can't help but do this. Folks, I know you've heard it 50 times, but remember when Popeye was in St. Louis and he went down on Olive and thought it was Grand?
Yes.
Hey, everyone.
Popeye humor. Let's go to a guy who as a kid ate lots of spinach because he thought it would give him big muscles like Popeye, and apparently it did. John Londoff. Hello, John.
Why are you checking out my muscles?
Why do you always have to start with something on the defense?
But thank you, by the way. And
instead of saying, well, that's quite a compliment that I must hear, you have to say, why are you checking out my muscles? Because I'll tell you why. You like to hug. And when you hug people, they can feel the strength that you have.
Oh,
hockey
man.
Players are strong. That's why.
Okay.
It's a compliment.
All right. Well, thanks for the compliment, buddy.
You're welcome.
You know, and it's a very busy day here at Johnny Londoff's. I'm almost have a headache from working so hard today.
No, wait, you can't almost have a headache. That's impossible.
I have a little bit of a headache.
Okay.
A tinge. How's that?
Well, your wife's a registered nurse. She should be able to come up with something.
I think that all I need probably is a bottle of water.
Take a Tylenol or something.
Oh, I don't think that's the cure at all. Or... she'll never tell you the real cure, and it's sexual intercourse. That's the cure for a headache.
Well, it is. I read it.
But wives will never tell you that.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to text her right now, make sure she's listening. She usually always
does. I'm sure she is.
All the wives that go to bed saying, I can't, I have a headache, they could have their
It works, because several days when I've had a headache, you were at work, I went by your house, and buddy, that was the cure. No more headache.
Oh, man.
Oh, see, he's silent.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Oh, no, they're silent.
He doesn't know how quiet.
You're so funny.
Well, thank you.
funny, yeah.
Mimi's probably laughing right now. She thinks that's funny.
She's listening.
Yeah.
She says she doesn't think you probably remember how to get to our house. It's been so long.
I would not know how to get there. I have no idea how to get there. But you know what? You know what's kind of depressing? If I make a joke like that about, I stopped off and I was with Mimi while you were at work, if she heard it, she would laugh. But I don't like that. I would like to think that her response would be, oh, I wish. You know, but it isn't. And I know it isn't. And the women laugh at the thought of being with me. And that hurts.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
Sure they do, John.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan. And he's
not
done.
You know, Mimi's just a very classy young lady. She would never, laugh in your face.
Oh, no, she's not a laugh-in-your-face person. She's
not at all.
She's what I call a subdued laugher. You kind of...
Sometimes, but...
Suppress it.
No, I think that... I mean, yeah, she's... Mimi's the one that told me about the show years ago. I mean, she goes, you've got to listen. I'm like, Mimi, I'm busy.
If it were not for Mimi Landoff, we would not have this sponsor, ladies and gentlemen.
That's when I started listening. I would appraise someone's car, and if their the radio station wasn't on the 550, I'd tune it in, and take a vehicle for a test drive, depending on the vehicle. Sometimes a 10-minute drive, and there would be times when I would go slow if it was something that I was really funny. And now, literally, I'm like jumping out of my office here at a little after 5 o'clock when I probably should stay until 6. Help support the team. But I want to get in the car. First of all, I get home to my wife, but I want to get in and listen to the program. While I'm fighting that godforsaken traffic on Highway 270, I will say you guys get me home with a smile on my face. And there are times I'm afraid that I might wreck my Tahoe. I start laughing so hard. So, thanks, Frank. And Dan,
me
and you always make me laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome, John.
It's just not when I pull up the pictures of you guys online.
Then that
that'll
makes
make
a
you
laugh.
Take a look at our teeth. Look at our teeth. That'll make you laugh.
Now Mimi's listening. So go ahead. Now that she's listening, she would tell her what the cure is for headaches.
The cure that I read about and heard about is sexual intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately after that's over, boom, you realize, hey, I don't have a headache anymore.
Yep.
And then I made a comment, if she didn't hear it, that it worked for me. Many times when you're at work, I go by your house, get with Mimi, boom, no headache. And now right now she's vomiting. Probably.
Of the mental
now
image.
Now I know why those two are such good friends, because they're both like a couple of kids. They just think this stuff is so funny.
That's right.
They're talking about sex.
Sex is the funniest thing there is. It is. It's hilarious.
Well,
it is funny.
Dan, what does that mean?
Hey, let me tell you something. I think 80% of every joke told is either about sex or drinking.
Yeah.
Guy goes into a bar. Guy gets with this woman. They go to her apartment. Honestly, it's maybe 75%, but more about those two things than anything else, especially sex. It's funny, and I don't know why it's so funny, but it is.
Well, why is it funny? So funny.
I know. That's what.
That is
to
a
me,
great question
the
because
thing.
It's a disgusting thing. It's an offensive thing. Yet
it's natural. I mean, especially
it is natural.
Buddy, especially at our age. Believe me.
Oh. It just comes out and doesn't even.
I think anything that is awkward or uncomfortable, and sex can be uncomfortable. With me, for a lot of women, it's uncomfortable. And I'm not going into why, but it has to do with size. I think that when something is awkward or uncomfortable, then it's that much funnier.
Hey,
I'll never forget the time.
Says
you,
Billy.
Oh, you know what? Hang on, John. Hang on, John. John, I'm about to do a live firing right on the air. Peon said, because of the size of my belly,
that
it was uncomfortable for other women. You know what? You're in timeout. You're in timeout.
I don't know what got into you, Ian. You're always usually the suck up. I don't know what the heck happened. Something happened this afternoon with you.
It was a softball.
That was good.
But you were talking about your wife asked the question, this is years ago. Because my dad's been passed now for about 5 years. And she goes, when was it? So serious, too, she was. When was it that your mom and dad started sleeping in separate bedrooms?
That's a good question.
You guys were not at our house for, it wasn't even 10 minutes. I just start laughing. I'm like, how are you doing, too? It's like with the opening question, how long ago was it that your mom and dad? And I'm like, well, I can tell you, my mom snored, my dad snored, but the thing is, my mom, God bless her, I miss her every day, and my pop, but, she would, have a little gas every once in a while, and my dad would be so offended. Sylvia, how dare you? And I'm like, hold on a second, buddy.
Women,
what
don't do
you
that.
You at the dealership in your office? That's in my office. I'm like, well, double standards here. It's okay for you, but what about my mom? Come on. And she's like, John, leave me alone. Because, it was funny. And then you're like, hold on, what kind of a question is that you're asking?
Well, Can I tell you now? I can tell you why she asked that, because my wife wanted to know when your parents start sleeping in separate bedrooms, so that whatever the answer was, she could turn to me and go, "See, we're not the only one."
Yeah,
that's why.
Hey, I have a quick story about walking behind an older gentleman, and he was talking to some people, and I was just kind of walking behind, and all of a sudden, in mid-sentence, and I don't even think he knows that any of this happened, I'm just walking, and all of a sudden I hear from the older guy.
And you're sure it wasn't you?
No, it wasn't me.
You.
I'm positive it wasn't me.
Positive?
I'm positive. It wasn't.
Sometimes you don't know, okay?
I know. Sometimes you don't know. But no, it wasn't me. It was him, and just kept going and going and just kept talking. I just kind of went to the side and went around and got out of the...
Around.
It was like a crop dusting or something.
Was it toxic or something? Is it something like, you know, what's the landfill that is...
that's burning?
Heights?
Yeah, the one that's on Bridgeton. Fire?
No, the one, fire Maryland, one in Maryland Heights by the amphitheater.
Is it Maryland Heights or...
Yeah,
one of them has been burning for like 8 years or something.
Now that's the one in North County that nobody knows what the heck to do with it. And it's don't get me going. But man, there are times when I'm driving by.
Oh yeah.
It's just like, holy cow!
And if someone's in the car with you, you just look at them. It wasn't me.
If you ever driven by a pulp mill? Any town where they have a pulp and paper mill, is the worst.
Oh, I mean, you'd need like Vicks to stick under, especially a guy with a nose my size. You have to put a little Vicks on your upper lip, you know, and then you don't smell anything. But wow, that's brutal.
Oh. Pulp mill is the worst.
Mm.
So what's going on at the dealership?
You know, it's just a great time of year, great time of month. We've had a lot of vehicles come off the transports, which we needed because we, thanks to you and the AM and the PM crowd.
Really, more so than any other radio station or show.
I'm sorry, sir?
I said more so than any other radio station or show.
No, I'm talking to you. There's nobody else in the market that I even concern myself with. Yes, we dabbled on another radio station or two, sure. You know, or maybe on a TV station, yeah.
Throw them some crumbs.
This is the best. This is absolutely not only because,
I heard it, advertisers.
Because I get to talk to you, and, this is a release for you. You're able to abuse me and make fun of me.
True.
And get paid for it. I mean, what a deal for you.
What a great deal. I get you to pay me to abuse you.
Yeah.
It's a great deal. Mm. Now, how's your headache right now since you've been talking to us? How's your headache?
It's gone. It really is gone.
See? Laughter is the best. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. That is really true. I know it's a Reader's Digest type thing. John Landolf started this conversation with a headache. First thing he said, I got a headache. Headache is gone. Forget Excedrin. Forget all that other stuff. Holistic whatever. Laughter.
So, in the future, if I've... got a headache.
Call me, I'll tell you a joke.
Oh, yeah. How about a little upset stomach?
No, can't help you.
Just a headache, huh?
Yeah, just a headache.
Well, you know what? We'll be here as late tonight as your unbelievable listeners want to keep us, but they can call us at 314-837-1800. Again, 314-837-1800. Or 24/7, 365 at lawndop.com. Hey, and if you want to shoot an email to me, it's lawndopjr@lawndop.com. Same email address I've had for a long time. Keep it simple, because I need to keep it simple so I don't forget it. But we're here in the big
long time, long time. Chewy, chewy, tootsie roll. That's a long time.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
I said long time, it made me think of that old commercial.
Yeah. That's the great thing about you being your age, is you remember stuff like that none of the rest of us ever heard.
Me love you a long time.
See, that's how at the end he gets me.
Mm-hmm.
Great thing about being your age, you remember stuff nobody else can remember. This is where you give us your number. This is where you give us your phone number, and we wrap it up.
I just gave you my number.
You did.
That's how old I am. Okay. We're going to send you more business than you can probably handle.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, John. Have a great weekend, and sell some Chevys. We'll help you, okay?
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. Okay, have a good weekend.
Headache no longer. after talking with us. How about that? We're like doctors or something. That was John Landoff. I am going to take a moment here to tell you that if you're anywhere near Chesterfield Valley tomorrow, over the weekend, look for the tent in the parking lot. Go drive in there. Go under that tent. And you're going to see some patio furniture that's probably the finest, best made, most beautiful patio furniture you've ever seen. See, and it costs a little more, maybe a lot more, than that junk you've bought before that didn't last. Because most places that sell patio furniture sell mediocre, junk to mediocre patio furniture. They don't sell patio furniture like this. Because not everybody wants to spend the money to buy the best. When you're ready to do that, you go to Amini's. Now, same is true with rugs, area rugs, handmade oriental rugs or machine-made rugs. Now, in Amini's, there's a gigantic selection of both. Next door, they're liquidating the inventory for a man who's very ill and can't stay in business anymore. And he had about 5,000 oriental rugs, some antique, some new. And Amini's is liquidating that inventory, and the sooner you get in, the more selection you'll have. And they are selling a lot of rugs, and they're beautiful rugs. And they're 60 to 80% off what they were before they brought them over to liquidate. I don't know that you, and I hate this kind of advertising. You may never have an opportunity like this again, but in this case, it could be true, unless you stumble on another big liquidation sale from somebody who sells oriental rugs. So you know where Amini's is, and I want you to go and look at all the other terrific stuff and take your kids, because they love it when you bring the whole family, and the kids will not. This is the one store where they will not be bored. This is a store with pinball machines and arcade games and shuffleboard, and they will let the kids play with them while you look at things that would bore children. Aminis under the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley, Amini's. You can find out more at aminis.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thank you, Dan.
Oh. Hey, Tori.
Had to get that in there. Oh, all right, good. We had a report of a stalled vehicle on westbound 44 after Highway 109. It was blocking the left lane. We also had an accident reported at Sappington and Kennerly in South County. We do have some heavier volume now on southbound 55 as you're approaching Rivas Barracks and that work zone. But we are getting heavy on eastbound 40 now between Timberlake Manor and Mason. A little bit heavy from, it looks like, McCutcheon through Big Bend. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Live and local, the Big 550 KTRS. Now, more than ever, depend on it.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. The last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com. For the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
This is Whitey Herzog, and I'm here with my friend, Jeff Hopper, from Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions.
Thanks, Whitey. If you've got ants, bats, mice, mosquitoes, moles, voles, termites, brown recluse spiders, bees, or wasps, anything that's around your home, Hopper's can take care of it for you. What's that number, Whitey?
That's Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions, 314-544-PEST.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time physicians in many disciplines. Successful applicants will provide high-quality, effective care directly to our nation's veterans. The VA is the largest and most advanced healthcare system in the nation. The VA offers competitive benefits, including malpractice insurance, pension, vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me at 314-488-8252. That's 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
Are you paying too much in fees in your retirement portfolio? Well, you shouldn't. Tune in to Rethinking Retirement with me, Marvin Mitchell, every Sunday at 7 a.m., where we'll position you for a safe and secure retirement.
Hey, it's Randy Naughton here. I invite you to join me on Thursday, April 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll be on location at the Diamond Family at the Lafayette Center in Deerbergs Plaza. On display, $3 million worth of celebrity-owned estate jewelry. All right there, ones owned by Elvis, Dean Martin, John Wayne, all for you to look at and buy to add to your collection. Come out and see me Thursday, April 28th at the Diamond Family, the fine jewelry store that treats you like family. For details, go to thediamondfam.com.
Okay, coming up next hour, as we do every Thursday, we have the one and only fired from KTRS, but not from this show, Scott Sherman. And every week, there's no way we can get to all the calls. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to sort of cut in line here by giving you the numbers quickly right now. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or star KTRS from any cell phone. We'll be doing that all with most of next hour. First Community Credit Union, just a quick reminder, there are 42 locations of First Community Credit Union. That and the stability and size of their assets make them the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. There was a time when I think a lot of people were confused. They were reluctant. A credit union, I'd rather go with a bank. I don't think they realized years ago it's every bit a banking facility and then some, maybe. And so a lot of people apparently have caught on to that because they are, as Elvis was saying, are huge, man, are huge. And they're getting bigger all the time. But you never know when you walk in. You think it was one neighborhood location by the way they treat you. Proud sponsors of the show coming up in a couple of days, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, the yard sale, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. Find out more at First Community.